The following is Imam Khamenei's message to the 2025 Hajj pilgrims. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon the best of Allah's creation, Muhammad al-Mustafa, and upon his pure progeny, his chosen companions, and those who follow them in righteousness till the day of judgment. Hajj is the believer's longing, the Eid of those who are eager, the spiritual sustenance of the fortunate. If it is accompanied by knowledge of its spiritual essence, it becomes a remedy for the major ailments of not only the Islamic Ummah, but of all humanity. Hajj is not like other journeys that are undertaken for trade or tourism or other purposes, where acts of worship or good deeds may incidentally be a part of that journey. Hajj is the preparation for migrating from ordinary life towards the ideal life, the tawhidi life in which there is constant tawaf and circumambulation around the axis of truth, the Kaaba, continuous sa'y, the running between the hills of Safa and Marwa, the perpetual ramy, casting of stones of evil shaitan, the wuquf and resting that is accompanied by dhikr and supplications, feeding the weak and poor and the traveler, and viewing all colors, races, languages, and people from various geographies as equal. And at all times, a person is ready to serve, seeks refuge in God, and raises high the banner of defending the truth. These are its main eternal components. The Hajj ritual gathers within itself symbolic examples of this life, familiarizes the pilgrim with these examples, and invites them to these. This invitation should be heeded. One must open the heart and eyes to see both the outer and the inner world. One must learn and be steadfast in one's resolve to put these lessons into practice. Everyone can step forward in this path in accordance with their capacity, but scholars, intellectuals, those entrusted with political authority, and people of social standing should do more than others. The Islamic world needs to apply these lessons now more than ever. It is now the second season of Hajj that is taking place at the same time as the catastrophes unfolding in Gaza and West Asia. The criminal Zionist gang occupying Palestine has, with horrifying cruelty and unparalleled savagery and evil, taken the tragedy in Gaza to an unbelievable level. Palestinian children are now being killed not only by bombs, bullets, and missiles, but also by thirst and starvation. The number of families grieving for their loved ones, their youth, their fathers and their mothers are increasing day by day. Who must stand up against this human catastrophe? Undoubtedly, Islamic governments are the first ones responsible to act on this duty, and the people must demand this action from their governments. Muslim governments may have differing political opinions on various issues, but this should not prevent them from coming to a consensus and cooperating in the case of the horrendous situation in Gaza. It should not stop them from defending the most oppressed people in the world today. Muslim governments must block all avenues of assistance to the Zionist regime and restrain their criminal hands from continuing these barbaric actions in Gaza. The United States is a definite accomplice in the crimes of the Zionist regime. America's associates in this region and other Islamic regions must heed the call of the Quran about defending the oppressed. They must compel the arrogant U.S. government to end this oppressive behavior. The act of Bara'at, renunciation of the mushrikeen during Hajj, is a step in this direction. The miraculous resistance of the people of Gaza has put the Palestinian issue right at the top of the concerns of the Islamic world and all freedom-loving people around the world. This opportunity must be seized and efforts must be made to rush to the aid of this oppressed nation. Despite the efforts of the arrogant powers and the supporters of the Zionist regime to erase the name and any memory of Palestine, the evil nature of the leaders of that regime and their foolish policies have created a situation in which Palestine's name shines more brightly today than ever before, and public hate of the Zionists and their supporters is also more severe than ever. It is an important opportunity for the Islamic world. Public speakers and people of social standing must raise people's awareness and sensitivity and significantly increase demands regarding the issue of Palestine. And you, blessed pilgrims, do not neglect the opportunity to pray and seek Almighty God's help during the Hajj and beseech Almighty God for victory over the Zionist oppressors and their supporters. May Allah's peace and greeting be upon the noble messenger of Islam, his pure progeny, and Hazrat Mahdi, the vestige of Allah's remaining on earth. May Allah hasten his reappearance. May Allah's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Dhul-Hijjah 3rd, 1446, May 30th, 2025.